The Voice of Business radio program is presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. It is sponsored by Worcester Airport and Fidelity Bank, and it is heard every Wednesday between 9 and 10 o'clock right here on the Radio Worcester Network. We are very pleased to be joined once again by the President and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi. And Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hank. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Listen, last week we spent quite a bit of time talking about the Paycheck Protection Program. You guys were busy as can be with that after the $310 billion reload. Well, how's it going? Where are we in the last week on that?
Well, you know, it was a very busy couple of weeks since that restarted. But I would say much smoother the second time around, for sure. Statistics, you know, our statistics, we were poised to do another 200 loans before the gates opened up, rough numbers. And we were able to really get all of those loans approved within 2 days. So it was a little clunky at the beginning because, you know, I think I made the analogy to someone the other day that it's like, a million people starting to run the marathon, trying to go through the streets of Boston. They all tried to cram through at the same time. You can't make it. So the first day was a little bit clunky to get the applications through, but the SBA did a nice job fixing those issues. And by the end of the second day, we were pretty much caught up. And now we're, you know, as we get the applications, we're able to process them and get approvals and things like that. So, yeah, we're over 400 loans approved, and most of them are funded, and you know, things are going well here.
Wow!
And on the national level, there were some statistics that the SBA put out for round two as of last Friday or April 1st. I guess it was last Friday. Of the $310 billion, they already had $175 billion approved, 2.2 million loans, and the largest number of which were under. You know, we're under $50,000 loans, so a lot of business going to smaller loans and smaller clients, which I think was a concern out of the first, you know, the first bucket.
Wow, those numbers are huge. Give us some context. I mean, obviously we can just hear how large those numbers are, but that sounds like, I mean, so you're doing a year's worth of loans in a week or 6 months worth, or?
Oh yeah, I made a report to our employees the other day. If you count all the PPP loans we did in April and the mortgages, and we did a bunch of other things with the loan customers, it was a tenfold. You know, if we annualized what we did in a month, it would be 10 times what we normally do in a year.
Wow,
that's how enormous it is. And the SBA had a statistic. They said in the first, I don't know, it was the first 2 weeks or the first phase of this, they did 14 years worth of loans.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And, hats off to everybody who is working so tirelessly to get that done. You know, you had talked in last week and you had talked now as well about, it sounds as if there are any problems or procedural glitches, you know, the way in which the SBA is stepping up to get those fixed. But you had also, I believe, said last week that, you know, that the program kind of changes and shifts a little bit. Have we seen anything shifting that businesses need to know about from the last time we spoke to this week?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know if you followed or the listeners had followed some of the press where there were some concerns about large public or larger public companies that were taking the PPP loans.
Yes.
Some high-profile folks that decided to give it back. So that, you know, that I think that led to some clarification. There's this ongoing section which is on our website that we point people to for what the SBA calls their FAQs. And so they keep updating the FAQs for clarity. And since we last talked, there were two questions that they added to the list. One was very much about this public company issue, and it dealt with there's a certification that when you apply for a loan like this is really important new information for people, particularly larger loans over $2 million, that they have to make a good faith certification that that PPP loan was necessary. And they go through a little bit more clarification of, you know, just what that means and to make sure that they didn't have other access to liquidity. And they were making the assumption here that a public company who has access to capital markets probably could go get the money somewhere else. So you know, be careful before you take it. And so that was the first question. And then question 37, this is much more applicable to our clients and the local business community. Someone asked, well, what are the rules relative to private companies? And you know what the answer was? See the answer to question 31. So, you know, pretty much saying you got to make sure that you really needed the money and that you passed the needs test.
Right.
It's not a crisp math problem.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, when it comes to this is really I'd like to go a little further with that. When it
yes.
comes to the forgiveness part of it, I know we're going to talk about that today too. But if they go and do an audit of the loans over $2 million, which is what has been said, they're going to audit every loan over $2 million to make sure that you can pass that test. That they would say. I'm not sure exactly what they would say, but I'm sure they would conclude, it's likely they would conclude it's not forgivable. So that's important.
Yeah.
And they gave a date that if you look at this guidance and you think about it and you say, you know what, I really don't pass that test, you have until May 7th, which is tomorrow, to pay that back. And then it will be considered like as if you never got the loan.
Right.
And so, and even up to the minute, 5 minutes before this call, I got clarifying information on that from a phone call with someone at the SBA that they're saying that applies mostly to loans over $2 million. They don't want people to, you know, get overreact to it. But, you know, all I can do here is elevate the news as it happens, as they learn it.
Yeah.
So that's just, right up to the minute, what I know.
But I would say, Ed, and we're speaking with Ed Manzi on the Voice of Business from the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Ed Manzi, of course, the president and CEO of Fidelity Bank. This forgiveness of these loans, I mean, that is the most important element for a lot of these borrowers who I think are taking it almost as a matter of fact that these loans will be forgiven. Should they be keeping in their mind somewhere, well, now, hold on, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, I think we put a special page on our website at fidelitybankonline.com to help people with our own FAQs on what to be considering to be prepared for forgiveness phase. There's not a process that's been designed yet, but you know, there's some general outlines regarding payroll use. Primarily it's supposed to be a payroll replacement vehicle, but yeah, that keep checking back on a regular basis. There was another, here's an interesting point. We had there's a lot of businesses that are not able to open because of the government emergency declaration, right? So if you can't bring someone back, but the rules of this forgiveness say you have to spend the money in 8 weeks, that's the amount that it'll get forgiven. There's an inherent conflict in that. So there's a lot of talk about, well, maybe that'll be extended. I heard Congress talking about maybe they should extend that. That hasn't happened yet. So right now you have to operate under the 8 week rule. The second thing that was, there's another question in the FAQs from the SBA, it's FAQ 40. It says, and you may have heard this, Hank, that there's really very good unemployment benefits by design. Congress has supplemented unemployment benefits because they know so many people are on unemployment. It says, if you ask your people to come back to work and they say no, is that loan still forgiven? And the answer was yes, as long as you put it in writing, you have a bona fide written offer to come back to work, and you have documentation that they said no. So I would look again. If you go to our website, you can jump to the FAQs from the SBA. But that's an important clarification that came out like 2 days ago.
Wow.
So it's you know, and this is not being, I'm not being critical of anyone. This is, like I said last week, that we're building this, you know, aircraft carrier on the fly here, and so. You know, you'd expect things like that to evolve as you get closer.
Right, but it also shows you do have to keep up. You know, you touched on this a moment ago, Ed, and I think it goes along with this. So the small businesses, the one right here in our neck of the woods, the businesses that we would know their names that are getting the loans and are your customers, what's the feedback from them? What's the experience been like for your customers?
I mean, I can think of a few. I mean, I get a lot of emails and calls from people who are so grateful, but the couple that jumped to my mind, one of the first loans we did was a restaurant. You know, restaurants are really struggling. And they were, because of the loan proceeds, they were able to re-engineer their whole business. They never did takeout before. Maybe I told you this last week, but they were able to reorient their entire business and you know, 70% of their businesses has returned in a whole different way, and they couldn't have done it without the loan. Another well-known nonprofit in Worcester was able to get through, and you know, nonprofits, their funding sources are really, they always run pretty close to you know, break even. And that's why they're nonprofits. This was like life-saving for them. And we were able to also give them an extra donation to help with some of the folks in their organization that needed the most. And then the last story I'd share is literally last Wednesday, we had a call from a medical company who had been approved by the loan and said, can you please fund this by Friday? We got to make payroll. Think about that.
Yeah.
We got to make payroll. So we were able to do it.
Wow.
And make payroll. So, you know, that's why I said this to, you know, to our team, that the behind all these numbers are people's lives. They're people that, yes, we know in our neighborhoods and who put their life's work into these businesses that were literally changing the trajectory of their lives. Amazing.
Do you think that if you asked that a couple of these businesses might be willing to come on and tell those stories to us here on Voice of Business with you as well, we put it right in this segment.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'd definitely ask them. I think that, you know, we've used a few testimonials and things like that over the time. So, you know, not everyone's comfortable on a radio show like this, but I think that would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think that would be great. And Ed, obviously, if you tell them that you would be here and asking the questions and just kind of they know you, so that would probably be.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. I think people would love to hear that firsthand. All right. Having said all of this, and we're speaking with Ed Mansi of Fidelity Bank, clearly we want to go to your website, keep up with all the frequently asked questions. Are there other places that people should go to stay up to date on the PPP program, or if they head to Fidelity, they're all set?
Well, I think you can use our website and the link to get to the SBA. That's probably the most important independent resource. But I can't stress this enough. The advice that, you know, from your accountant and your attorney, those are really important here. They have inside, you know, they have inside knowledge of your business in a way that no one else is going to have. So be talking to your banker, talking to your accountants, your lawyers too. Those are really important. Some of the local law firms are sending out really good information that are guiding every time there's a new update. You know, they're on top of it. So I would say those are the sources that the business partners that you've built trusted relationships with throughout this, you know, that's where you got to go now when it matters the most, including, you know, your bank.
Yeah, boy, you know what? But before we let you go, and we do have our friend from Domatech coming up in just a moment, going to talk a little bit about some cybersecurity. We'll probably get into that at some future point as well. So the PPP loans, obviously, we talked about that quite a bit. Small business relief. You're a community bank. You work with so many businesses. What are you doing to help out others who maybe aren't quantified as a small business at this time?
Well, you know, from a business point of view, the first phase of this was, and that continues, is the immediate cash flow shortage that, you know, people have reached out and said, I'm going to need help through this. So as we did with our life design approach, we took the time to understand, get some clarity around what was going on, and help them make some decisions that would help modify payments and requirements to get through a temporary phase of cash flow shortage. We've done that for a lot of business organizations before, during, and after the PPP loan, because like we said, I think the first call, we'll probably say this a lot over the next couple of months, but this is happening to people not because they mismanaged their business or something, they over leveraged it. This is an outside event, so we're being encouraged by our regulators and our legislators to work with borrowers and not saying they're troubled loans, they're just in a troubled situation. So it's really, you know, we've done, you know, almost $120 million of those types of things. And I know this is a business segment, but it's probably worth sharing. There's an enormous amount of work going on with home mortgages for people who are unemployed. You know, up to 27 million people filed unemployment in the country. And the next highest month on record was 2.7 million. So, you know, we're working with people to help make some modifications to their payments to get them through this time on the mortgages too. It's really, yeah. So we're here to help, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi. Ed, thank you so much for joining us on Voice of Business.
Thanks, Hank. Stay healthy and well. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. We'll talk again next week as well with Chairman and CEO of Fidelity, Ed Manzi. Check out all that great information he was just talking about, FidelityBankOnline.com. We have much more to come straight ahead. It's the Voice of Business presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce.